Well, it's time to discuss financial matters, personal financial matters. How thrifty can we be? How cautious can we be at this point in time going into 2026? Joining me on the line, we welcome Dr. Tsimino. Doctor is known as Mr. Debt. Doctor is from the Director of Employee Dynamic Training. Dr. Joe. Joe it is. Joe Tsimino. Joe, welcome to the show. And yes, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Dr. Debt.
Dr. Debt. Okay. Joe,
yes, I've been doing this so long with debt, I should have a doctorate degree.
Indeed. We believe you. And looking forward to chatting to you, Dr. Debt. Joe, sorry, did I pronounce your surname correctly? Tsimino.
Correct.
Tsimino. Okay. Joe Tsimino. Joe, Dr. Debt Tsimino. Can I address you as that?
They definitely can.
Thank you, sir. Joe, once again, thank you for joining us on The Home Run. So, we see people's finances under the microscope every while, you do at least. And as we head into the 2026 planning season, what's the biggest mistake South Africans are making right now when it comes to money? What are you seeing? What are you observing?
Take the credit cards out of your wallet.
Okay. All right.
Most people are going shopping and that's all they do is they keep, you know, and they call it a credit card when it's actually a debt card. Credit sounds nicer than debt. And people are using them. I mean, every queue I'm in, at every shop I'm in, that's what's flying out of there. Now, I know they don't have any money. And I also know that they're paying the minimum balance. And when you pay the minimum balance, you're going to be in that payment for almost 4 years.
Exactly. Exactly. It's prolonged. It drags out and it impacts as you go along.
Bingo. About 8 years ago, they used to charge 5% minimum payment, and then they lowered it to 3%, and some of them do 2.5%. So it just keeps you in there. What I try to explain to them is imagine if every time you pull out your credit card and you go make a purchase, they come out with a 3-page loan application because you're asking for more credit. Do you understand?
Sure. Indeed.
You would feel that, but you don't feel it because you're tapping your way to the poorhouse.
Indeed, doctor. And doctor, just as a matter of interest, what are the statistics regarding debt? I don't know. Do you have access to, or are you mindful of the percentage of South African society falling into this trap?
I think it's about 68% of their take-home pay is that's put on debt.
Wow. Okay.
It's huge because, and when you look at, you know, home loan, car loan, credit card, store Indeed. Accounts, overdraft, you know, boom, you're done. And they don't understand that. And this is where the dichotomy comes in because they're trying to save into some account where they make 12 bucks in interest. Meanwhile, they're paying 10,000 a month in interest on their house. They're paying 1,000 a month on their car, and they're paying 800 a month on their credit card. So they go through life paying much more in interest than they're actually making. And the financial advisors help facilitate this because the first things they try to sell you is life insurance and a retirement annuity.
Right.
So I always say, if you need money, die or retire, because that's what you bought.
Okay, frank, concise, and to the point, doctor. A question coming through now. You often, well, people say they think they're moving forward financially, but in reality, they're going backwards. So can you explain how paying interest every month quietly erodes progress?
Well, again, your interest that you're paying is at a higher percentage. For example, a home bond's 10.5, credit cards are 23, car loans are 15. You're not making that on your investment. And the kicker, now think about this. If you got a 15,000 rand a month new home loan, that 15,000 rand a month for almost the first 5 years is all interest. Now, if you were to extrapolate that one payment of 15,000 over 20 years, had you saved it, you're talking about, you know, probably about 137,000. So you're not losing 15,000 a month. You're losing 137,000 rand a month out of your future by maintaining your debt load.
Sure. Someone else is, I mean, the questions are really pouring in here, doctor. One is saying, well, this is what they feel. They want your opinion, your angle on this. And the question is it fair to say that trying to invest while you're still drowning in debt is like trying to fill a bucket with a hole in it? What should come first and why?
get out of debt first. You know, some people say there's good debt and bad debt. And actually, we at Employee Dynamic Training don't believe that. All debt is bad debt. As long as you continue to pay interest. Remember, when you pay extra into your home bond or whatever, the amount of money you save is huge. And the best part about it is it's guaranteed tax-free. So remember, when you're saving, unless you're in a tax-free savings account, you're going to pay tax on the capital gains.
Indeed, indeed.
you're also going to pay a management fee, an annual fee, maybe a performance fee, and a commission on those investments.
Right.
Negotiate that, and they should negotiate that. When they go to a financial advisor, he gives them all the spiel, and these are the fees, and people just accept that.
Indeed.
And, you know, when you look at those fees long term, it eats up a lot of your money.
It certainly does, Doctor. Studio number, our WhatsApp number, 061-895-1019. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Home Run on 101.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna, standing in for Simon Anstey. On the line here, we have Joe Dr. Det Semino. Dr. Det is the Director of Employee Dynamic Training. Questions coming in now, Doctor. Another one coming in here is, many people believe budgeting alone will fix their finances. Why doesn't a budget work if high interest debt isn't tackled first?
That's a very good point. A lot of people believe pay off the highest interest rate first.
Yeah.
Well, again, remember that we teach a snowball method. So we say pick the lowest amount of debt you have and pay it off as quick as you can, because you're gaining moral victories there. You know,
right.
You've paid off this account now. You've paid off your Truewords account. Now you don't have that anymore. That's a positive for you. When you pay high interest rate debt or high interest debt, like a home bond, you pay an extra $1,000 into a home bond. And so, you know, your $1.395 million is now $1.394 million. You don't feel that. So
sure.
By paying off the smallest debts first is the way to do it, because you gain a lot of moral victories. You can make bigger payments into the next debt.
Right. Doctor, an interesting question coming through now. When someone wants to start 2026 strong, what does a proper debt elimination strategy look like in practical terms, and where should they begin?
Number one, take your credit cards out of your wallet. You're talking to a guy right now who used to roll his credit card balance from this one to that one, to this one to that one, you know what I mean? And just keep using them. That's what you do. I would even pay extra into the credit card and then keep using it.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards are the mother of all screw-ups, we'll
right.
say. People think, I'm getting points. It's pointless. You're going deeper and deeper and
sure.
deeper in debt. And this is high interest rate debt, the highest. So take the credit cards out of your wallet is the first thing you got to do. And use cash. Cash mm-hmm. is king. You know, I hear people go, well, you can't carry cash. This is Joburg. And I say,
right.
You don't have any.
Right, and guess why? Doctors just
yeah.
outlined
so
all these shortcomings.
It's the old, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But they say, get it now, lay by, you know, make the minimum payment. We'll give you 1,000 rands of vouchers at so-and-so clothing store if you sign up for our credit card.
There we go.
And everybody mm-hmm. knows it mm-hmm. starts out where you make the monthly payment in full, and it ends up where you make the minimum payments and you're done.
Indeed. Here's another interesting question coming through, Doctor. I think people are just homing in on this discussion. The question reads, what warning signs should listeners look out for that indicate they're technically earning money but functionally falling behind?
Well, because they're trying to juggle the whole debt investment thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I like to say, which makes some financial advisors quite upset, it's like my old boss from my old company used to say, financial advisors don't want to talk to you unless you got money.
Right. Exactly.
Unless they can
there
sell you
go.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and what upsets me a lot is, especially with the young people, because we have a course that we train, one of the many courses we train on interns and graduates. And the first things they get sold is a life policy and a retirement annuity.
Yes.
And, you know, they're locking their money up to when they're 55, or in case of this one insurance company, I'm not going to mention who they are, but they got green in their name.
Sure.
I've got a client who's got a retirement annuity that pays out at the age of 70. Now, that's just wrong. They should be 55. But my point is, you don't want to tie up your money, because a lot of times when you go for a company and you're in a pension or a provident plan, you get a match.
Right.
And if you get a one-to-one match, and this is very important, people don't understand this. If you put in 500 grand a month and your employer puts in 500 grand, that's 100% interest per month.
Indeed.
Per month.
Per month.
You see?
Right.
So they want you to buy some retirement annuity, because 95% of the working people don't have enough money at retirement. Well, how many decades have they been saying this? This descent. How many decades have they been selling retirement annuities? So in order to lock your money up when you're young is foolish, because you got a car coming, you got a house coming, not to mention kids, and then school fees, and kids are expensive.
Indeed.
And you've effectively locked your money up. So get killed to debt. It's, you know, let's do a little thing for your listeners now. Close your eyes, everybody, unless you're driving.
Right. Of course, let's keep that
You have no debt. How does that feel?
There we go.
Wake up, because you're dreaming.
Right. But indeed, you've underlined the point in one way or another. Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us on today's show. I hope that has alleviated many people's concerns about their expenditure habits, which you have pointed out, which you have clearly cautioned against. And let's hope now that it's created a more thrifty society going forward. Dr. Debt Tsimino, everything of the best. Have a blessed festive season. And everything
of
the best.
One thing I'd like to mention is that we train companies and government organizations, employees, and if you want any, get me an HR manager or a training manager. It's employeedynamictraining.com. We'll fix your people. We've been doing this since 1996. We're very effective at what we do. And we made a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people very, very happy. So good luck in the holiday season, everybody. Take the credit cards out of your wallet. Ciao.
EmployeeDynamicTraining.com. Joe, Dr. Debt Tsimino, thank you so much and everything all the best for 2026. Indeed, that was inspiring and enlightening. We know exactly where to dig into our pockets and how to dig into our pockets going forward into the new year.